Gemara we left off with yesterday.
Let's get it. I want to try to finish up this sugya today so we can go right to tomorrow, B'zrat Hashem. Okay? But Lamaisa, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that there is this principle of Shavali, that even if you give a coin something that's less than five slime worth, but to him, if it's worth something, that's worth not just something, worth five slime, it's good. Yeah? And the example given by the Gemara was Rav Kahane, was a Heiliget Tzaddik, a great Kohen, of course. And to him, he was Rish Yeshiva. So he needed what? He needed to cover his head completely. Get the impression from the Gemara, even though, remember, I said I was uncomfortable saying it, that it's Rashi did say, give me a Rosh, no? Whatever the case is, he needed to cover his head completely as Rish Yeshiva. So therefore, Simi to Rav Kahane, a Suda was worth how much? Five. Even though it wasn't really worth that much. So therefore, Lididi Chazali, that's the din of Shavali or Chazali, however you want to say the phrase, therefore it's acceptable. Okay, but then the Gemara has an addendum, which is where we left off yesterday, okay? Let's see the addendum. Amar Ravashi. Tzvi, go ahead, read the Gemara. Amar Ravashi. So the Gemara says here in Chesimav that there's an addendum, there's a qualification to this din of Lididi Shavali. Go ahead. Amar Ravashi.
Amar Ravashi. Lo Amaran, Elo Kigon, Rav Kahana.
Lo Amaran. Lo Amaran.
Lo Amaran, Elo Kigon, Rav Kahana.
This din, right? This din that a Kohen could say Shavali is only by someone like Rav Kahana, that what?
The Gavarabahu.
Umeboyele. What's Umeboyele? He required what? He requires a handkerchief on his head. Okay? So because he required a handkerchief on his head, therefore Lididi Shavali works. Go ahead, Aval. But what about a regular Baal Bus who doesn't need to cover his head completely? Go ahead. But everyone else, no? Maybe you can't say this din of Lididi Shavali. The Kuliyamalo. Kiha. Like the following story.
Kiha Demar Baravashi. Zavid Sudram.
Like we find the Mar Baravashi bought a what? Bought a handkerchief from the Eime de Rabba. From the mother of Rabba Mikubi. Kubi is the name of a place, Rashi says. Go ahead.
Shavoy Asara Mitlazar.
Excellent. It was worth 10, but he bought it for 13. Because he what? He needed it badly. So you see that the Gemara gives a raya, demonstrates that we have this concept of 10 for 13 and 1 for 5. So therefore it's considered to be acceptable, Allah al-Maisa, and the Gemara proves this very well. Okay? We got this clore? Yeah? Okay, good. Yeah? Clore to everybody? That's what the Gemara says. No doubt about it. It's considered to be good. Read Rashi. Go ahead. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Go ahead.
Rashi, sorry.
Gavaraba, the Gavaraba who?
That's Rashi, the
Gavaraba
who?
Lo Azel Begali Rosh. Yeah, and you can fit in what we said. Everyone maybe wore a kippah, but he needed his whole head, you know, completely covered. Go ahead.
Mikubi, Shem Alakum.
Excellent, good. Let's see Tysus. Avakuli Amalo.
Avakuli Amalo.
Im Taimar.
Im Taimar, my Taimar, Dela Mahani, Migara, Yvetana. Avatahazar, Damrian Leel, Dishme Matana.
What's Tysus Kasha? Taisus Kash is like this. What do we learn of Avam and Beis? It's good Chazara, this Taisus. What's the din? Matana Manasa works in all areas. What are the areas? Pinya Ben, Truma. What else?
Mecher.
Excellent, right? The Gemara said of Avam and Beis. Truma, Mecher. What else? Pinya Ben. The only area it doesn't work is what? Labar, Miisha. Except by Kedushin. Matana Manasa does not work by Kedushin. Because why? Because it was like Chalipin.
Yeah.
Either it looked like Chalipin according to Taisvis, and Chalipin's bad, it was Xero and based on Afkinu, or the Rambam said it Mamish was Kesef Sheish Bo Ana. The Rambam says you always have to give Kesef Sheish Bo Ana. When you give him a Matanas Nasa, she gets no Ana. Why? Because she doesn't keep it. Yes?
Yeah.
Those are the two general approaches we had to that din. So what's Taisvis Kasha? Taisvis Kasha is what, Yosef? If Matanam and Achser is good, what? John, by what? By Pinna Ben. If Matana Manasseh is good by Pinya Ben, what's the din? If Matana Manasseh is good by Pinya Ben, and you don't keep the what? The five slimes, so therefore what? So therefore, halacha lemaisa, something less than five should be good too. Should be a kol shekei, no? I mean, you don't keep the money by on the Tamanas Manasseh, and it's still good. So how much more is it? If it's less than five, it should be good, no? That's Toysis Kasha, okay? Yes? What's the reason why it doesn't work? It should be no worse. Me Gara means it no worse than Matanamas Lachser, Mayor. And a Matanamas Lachser is what? Is good Alpidin. So if a Matanamas Lachser, Adam, is good Alpidin, so why should less than five be good, be bad? Yes? That's the Kasha. What's the Kasha on? The Kasha is on a Kuli Amalo. A Gavarabu, we said, Ladidi Shovel is good. But Gavarabba, we didn't say is good, right? Gavarabba, we said Ladidi Shavli, but a regular balabas, shark over the Adam, it's not good. Why is it not good? Should be no worse than a matana malas laksher. So you got it?
Yeah.
That's Toysis Kasha. Mayor, you got it? You got it in there, or it's going to disturb you? You got it? Okay. That's Toysis Kasha. What's the terrors? Go ahead. What's the terrors? In a chanami. It is worse. Why? The Hassam by Matan Amas Lachzer.
The Hassam Yikad Davar Chashuv, the Halim Matan Afal Pich, and Hassan Amas Lachzer.
Ah, but it was a Matana. It was worth something, yes? Even though you're going to get it in return, but it was worth something from the very outset, it was worth something. Aval, what?
Aval, Hacha Gavi Pidyon Lo Hayashava, also.
Chamish Laim.
Mithkilak Shinasan Lo, Yatze Nesina.
What's Tosis Teretz? What's Tosis Teretz? What's the distinction that Tosis gives? John, what's the distinction? That what? Matana manas lahachzer from the outset is a davar chashuv. There's just a side point, you got to give it back. But this thing that's less than five shloim is what? It's not a davar chashuv. This thing that's not, it's not, it's nothing. So there's a very clear distinction. Yes? And I want to show you guys, when you have a kashin teretz and rishonim, and here, namely in this Tosis, this teretz to me was so clear to me, I didn't understand what the kasha was. And a matana manas lahachzer from the very outset is good. Right? There's a side point you got to give it. Remember we had two approaches with those lahachzer? I can even strengthen. I think Tosis Shita was what? That as a complete matana, there's a side point you got to give it back. I mean, you're giving a guy a full five slime. You follow me, Yosef? In our case, it's not five slime. So obviously it's not good. So you follow me? Tosis was a very smart guttle, okay? Tosis, what I'm saying is that this chiluk is so clear, I don't know why he even got a kasha. He didn't say tema, did he? He said vim tomar. Simi, you follow me? I'm saying this chiluk is so clear, I don't know what Tosis' kasha was. So I want to work hard on this Tosis' kasha. So let's give two approaches to this kasha. If you look inside the Ritva, I think if you saw the Ritva, you'll see from the Ritva that the kasha is very clear. Let's see what he says. I'll read it to you. Vamar of Yosef v'no amino l'desani egozel l'pinyan b'ni heichidami idol oshoviko kamini perish t'gzerz ha-kosu sh'itin ha-podol l'koin chamesh loin. There's a gzerz ha-kosu, you gotta give five. V'avagav d'kaimel ha-meotom n'os l'asav v'no podui v'ahid lo shavi chamesh loin. That's not worth five loin. Komokom chamesh loin shleimim nasan lo v'zocha ben. Kevin d'kaimel ha-meotom n'os l'asav shumatone u'bayel mikocho chosun v'zochem ben. V'al heichin b'ikar lo shavi chamesh loin l'okim mitzin n'sin n'shal terev. Is that borrow? So I think what you see from the Ritva is the following. Please get it down. You know what the kasha was? And this is what I said to you, John, in Seder. I want you to get it down. He says beautifully, can you think out of the box? You know that expression of thinking outside of the box? Can you think outside of the box? You know what the Ritva says? Think outside of the box. When you are makabel matan ras lahachzer, which you only can keep for a certain amount of time, objectively, is that worth something? Yes or no? No, worthless. But let's say for this guy, he's got friends coming over for lunch, or family. He wants to show this coin that he has five fancy coins. For that guy, it's worth something. For that guy, it's worth something. It's a matana gemura. He's going to have to give it back in 2 months, but the family's coming in these 2 months. The friends are coming. So I'm thinking out of the box. I'm thinking out of the box on a subjective perspective that this to this guy might mean something. Who would deny me here? Halacha l'maisa. The bottom line is, Eitz HaKuli Amit should be maspik to take to give a suitor that's worth five shloim. Think outside of the box. Why do you limit to a gavarabba? Apply it to every balabas. Why should you limit it to a gavarabba? You should apply it to every balabas. Just like you expand and you think out of the box and you say, for this guy, he needs it. So too what? Every person might be equal. Why is it only a Rosh Yeshiva? I don't know, maybe the guy wants to strive to be a Talmud Chacham, so he needs to cover his head. Or maybe he needs it to, I don't know, wipe his hands, he's fixing his car. And he doesn't want to get his suit all dirty. I could come up with any scenario. Once you're thinking out of the box, from objectivity to subjectivity, then you can ask this kasha. And the kasha is matan amas lahachzer, I thought out of the box, and it was good. So let me think outside of the box for this too also, for Lididi Shavali. That's the way the Ritva seems to be what? Seems to be interpreting this kasha. Okay? That's the way the Ritva seems to be interpreting this kasha. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's what he wants to tie in. If you look in the what? If you look in the Ritva, that's what it seems to be what the kasha was. Okay? That's what I think l'maisa comes out from the Ritva. Okay? And I think if you take it from that perspective, then I think it's a great kasha. Now, what's the answer? What's the answer? Okay, think out of the box all you want. There's still a distinction. Because why? When you think out of the box, at least the guy had it was five shloim. Even though he's going to end up having to what? Even though he's going to end up having to give it back. But the bottom line is that what? Is that Labaisa, he was given five shloim. In the case of Ladidi Shavali, there's nothing there. You can think out of the box you want. That's all you're thinking is out of the box. Because there's nothing there to start with. There's nothing there to work with. Okay? So that's how we want to be Mazbir the Kasha Lamaisa, according to Taisus Halacha Lamaisa, because he wants a tiny that at least we paskin Halacha Lamaisa. For him, it's worth five sloin. Okay? For him, it's worth five sloin. Al pi din. For him, it was worth five sloin. What does it mean for him? We should say it's worthless because we look outside the box. If you're looking outside the box, then you can equate the two cases together. Okay? The answer is there's still a distinction when you think out of the box. Yosef, you got me? That's the way you want to elaborate with the Ritva. Okay, that's one mahalach. One of the great Talmidim of Reb Chaim was the Birkas Shmuel, Reb Baruch Bir. He wrote a sefer called Birkas Shmuel. And many, many yeshivas, they use the sefer Birkas Shmuel. He has a famous simon in Kedushin in Armasach about going to college. He claims he can't go to college because every second you got to learn. He begins the tshuva with Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, the great Gaon. He says he allowed college, but I disagree with him. Torah Derech Eretz, he starts off quoting the Rashar Hirsch, Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. And he says, I'm not related, unfortunately. But Lamaisa, Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch held his mother to go to college for Torah Derech Eretz. He begins the tshuva like that, and he says he thinks he's wrong. And he proves from the Gemara's later that he thinks you have to learn every second. Rav Zalman Nechemiah, Rav Agon, Rav Zalman Nechemiah, the great Gaon, one of my Rebbeim. I got smicha from a zayget smicha from the zaskam of the sefer. In fact, last week I was so happy Rav Shechter Shlita quoted him in the chabura. It's the first time I ever heard him quote him in a chabura. Devar Torah, a chiddush from Rav Zalman Nechemiah. So I was so happy to hear. I was so happy. He's talking about we're learning Maseches Bei in the koil. So he's talking about a certain din l'maisa. About he thought it was mazbe based on Hillel expressed himself with anova. That's what Rashi says. Rav Zalman Nechemiah said he didn't want to get involved loti skodidu. There's a certain minig. You follow that minig. So, whatever the case might be, Rav Zalman Nechemiah once pointed out to us, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you have to learn morning and evening. Okay? We don't passing like the Ran and the Dharma that says you have to learn every second. Talmud Torah is a base chiyuv. After that, it's very subjective. If you have time, you should learn as much as you can. If you don't have time, you can't. Okay? There's a base chiyuv. And he points out a Magid Mishnah and a Hichel Shechein, and that certain mitzvahs are lent to subjectivity. Talmud Torah is one of those mitzvahs that lend themselves to subjectivity. So you have a base chiyuv of learning in the morning, learning in the evening. That one sheet that says you can fill the Kriyas Shema, Shachas, and Arvus. Now you're in a time in your life you have to maximize your learning to the best of your ability. Without a doubt. But he disagreed with that tshuva of the Birkas Shmuel, they have to learn every second. That's what the Ran says in the Dharma. Because you have to be mechudad meficha. Anyone asks the Akasha? Rav Shechter Shlita asked me yesterday, he said, he was looking for a certain Gemara. So, you know, if Shev is asking me for a certain Gemara, I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I'm going to know where the Gemara is. But I had a Siyata Dishmaya. There's a Gemara on Baba Kama, Bedaf Kufi Gimel. I got lucky. I told him I got lucky.
What did he say?
He said, yeah, he said, you don't have to be such an olive. I remember he once told me that, he said, someone got an 8 on one of his Bechinas. So I said, Rebbe, it's Lamala Minateva. The Maharal has a lot about 8. He liked that a lot. He's laughing. The number 8, the Maharal has a lot about being Lamala Minatev, because there's only 7 days in a week. You know what I mean? So I said it was Lamala Minatev. Okay, could be. But 8, specifically the number 8, always we always view it like that, okay?
Can I say something
I can't hear you, what?
I want to say something about Bible.
Yeah, go real quick, yeah.
You have like north and south.
Yes.
Like if you think about the three-dimensional world that we live in, space
yes.
and time.
Yes.
Like the X. That's 2, the Y that's 2, the Z that's 2, that's 6.
Right.
And like the 1 that unites it all, something like that, that's 7.
Uh-huh.
And like 8 is beyond that.
So uh-huh. Very good, 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 good. I like that. Very nice. Good. Okay. So the Rav Baruch Bir has this tshuva. So that's a big machloikis. You know, Rav Baruch Beer quotes this Ron that we have to learn in a second. Rav Zamlachem put out Shulchan Aruch. There's a basic. After that, it's subjective. He based on the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shechinim says certain dinim are based on subjectivity. Like the din of, you know, there's a din of, have you ever heard of the din of Din of Bar Metzra? If you have a parking lot, and I have a parking lot next to it, right? And I want to sell it. And Yosef is a neighboring parking lot. I have to offer it to him first. It's only Menshlikai because he wants to expand his real estate. So that, you know, that depends. You want to say based on many dinim, subjectivity. Okay? There's certain dinim that base rules, and after that, subjectivity. So, you know what Rav Baruch Beer writes? Please get it. Rav Baruch Beer is a different mahalak what Taisus Kasha was. His kasha was that by Piron Achov, Matana Manas Lachsu does not work.
Why not?
Lamaisa, it does not work because I owed someone money. So what kind of business do I owe a guy $100? I say, I'll give you $100 on the Manasseh, give it back. It's a joke. I mean, I own the money. So he says, Lamaisa, you know how, don't you have a chiv to pay the coin? How can Matana Manas Lachsu work, Adam? By Pidna Ben. How does Matana Manas Lachsu work by, you have a debt to pay the coin. So how can you tell me it doesn't work? So what's the answer? What's the answer? Why does Pidna Ben work? Let's get it down, mitam mechila. Okay? Please get it. It works mitam mechila. The kohen is mocha. The whole din of matana maslachzer is based on what? Mechila. Mechila is the basis why pidna ben matana almanas lahachzer works. Okay? Is mahani. Because the kohen is really mocha. You don't have to give me the whole thing. Because if I ask a guy, if I owe someone money and I say, give it back to me, is that good? What's the din, Tzvi? That's not good, I owe him the money, right? So I got to pay him back completely, yes? So why is Pidna Ben is Matana Maslachzer work? So says Rav Baruch Beer, it works Mitam Mechila. So if the coin says, I want to take less than what? Chamesh Loim, but for me it's what? For me it's worth it, that works Mitam Mechila too. That's Tosis Kasha. If Matana Maslachzer works, and it works Mitam Mechila, so Soto Ladi Shavali should work by any Stam Bala bus. So you got it? That's a second approach completely. That's Tosis Kasha. What? You mean the Vilna Gaon?
Yes.
We'll get to the Gaons. We're going to get to the Gaon. Good, Pitkus. Very good. We'll get to the Gaon. The Gosakra. Okay? But let's skip shot in Tosis first. So the second approach we're saying in Tosis is the Kasha is Mitam Mechila. If you take it from the perspective, you know what Mechila means? Mechila means if you owe me money, I can be Mochel alone. That's what Mechila means. There are two approaches to Mechila. Okay? There are two approaches to Mechila. What are the two approaches of Lomdus? I want you to know. Either it means Siluk, or either it's Hakna. What does Siluk mean? You walk away from the loan. Or Hakna means I'm actually makning you the money. Even though you owe me the money, I'm makning it. You know, it's like you gave it to me and I give it back to you. All virtually. Does siluk means you just walk away from it, or is it hakna?
The borrower is hakna.
Yeah, no, the mocha, no, the malva, the malva is mocha. So how do the mechanics of mechila work? Is it like you remove yourself, or do we say that it's what it's hakna? It's as if the guy, the lover, gave me the money and I gave it back to him. What's a nafkamina? I'll give you two nafkaminas. Get it down. Machan Ephraim has the suffix. Please get it. Two nafkaminas. Okay? Number one, a cotton. Can a cotton be mochel? Let's say you owe money to a cotton. If it's midin siluk, yeah. If it's midin hakna, can they make kinyanim?
No.
No, they can't.
Also by Yishan, no?
They can't make kinyanim. Midrabanan they could, lemaise. Okay? Midrabanan they could, but let's say it's talking mina Torah. And even midrabanan lemaise you can give to them, but they can't give back. That's the problem with Luluv on the first day. Right? You can't give it to a cotton before you shake. Because you have to own it. If you give it to him, he can be coned, but he can't be marked in back.
They can acquire
like a cotton can acquire midrabanan, not minatorah.
So that's the case in
Sukkot,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
But even midrabanan, they cannot be marked in back.
Yes, midrabanan, they can't be marked in back, it seems. So what's a nafkamina? If it's siluk, a cotton can do siluk. If it's akna, a cotton can't do it.
Is Yisha also nafkamina or no?
What'd you say?
Yisha?
No. Allah Lomaisa. Another nafkamina would be what? Why would Isha be a nafkamina?
Can't she do it now?
Lomaisa. Yeah, but the Kaddish B'milva, remember, we said it was bad. Mechila, we said Hanas B'milva was good. But what about Dover Shlobo Liola? Can you mochel a future or not? What's the din? Can you mochel a future?
So siluk, yes, sakrino.
If it's siluk, yes. If it's akno, you can't be makna davar shel b'liyol. We pass on chomim against Rameir. So I want you to get those two nafkaminas, two approaches to how mechila works. But this is a great way to be ma'azmet Tosis kasha. Because Tosis is asking for mitam mechila. If it's mitam mechila, then matana maslachser is considered to be what? Good for pin naben, right? Because otherwise, if it's a debt, there's no way you pay off a debt with a matana maslachser, right? That's nuts. I owe you $100. Give it $100. Give it back to me. I still owe you the money, right? So obviously, it's working mitam mechila. If that's working mitam mechila, let ledidi shavali also work. What's the answer then, Tosis? See how we're saying two approaches: what the kasha, what the teretz. What's the teretz of Tosis? Teretz of Tosis is the only time we say that is when you give a davar chashim mitzad atzmo. Exactly. You can only be mochel something that's significant. You can only be mochel something that's significant, that it was five shloim. That's why matana achzer is good. Here, where the cheftz itself is not equal five shloim, forget about it. No? Yes? Okay. You got that, Chlor? So how do you summarize the two approaches the way we want to learn Pshat and Tosis? What did we say, John? We said that, what were we bothered by? The teretz of Tosis is so clear, what was his kasha? No? Yeah? Remember that's what we said?
Yeah.
So how do we rework it? The first approach was who? The Ritva, that what? Think out of the box. Look at subjectivity. If you think out of the box for Matana Maslachser, and it was worth it for him to have it for a few weeks, so too maybe it's worth Ladidi Shavali. What's the terrence of that? No, you can only think out of the box when it's worth something. There's not worth something in the beginning, you can't do that. What's the second approach you want to say in Tosis? Mechila, says Rav Baruch Ber, the great Gaon, Talmud of Rav Chai. If it's from the perspective of Mechila, they both should be similar. Teretz is going to be more something that's significant. And what are the two approaches in Lomdus to Mechila? Siluk Rak. No, Lomad Afkiminit? Cotton or what? This is Mamish. This is gold, guys, what we're saying. The Torah. This is the gold, what we're saying. This is Mamish Shtickles. Right away. Okay? You got it? Okay. I have a big problem with this second approach, though, with Baruch Ber. It's really not my problem, but I want you to think of what the teretz might be. Rav Steinman, the great Gaon, asked him to say for Yelash HaShachar. He says he has no idea what Rav Baruch Ber is saying. How can you even broach the topic of Mechila when it comes to Pidin HaBen? What does that imply? That implies that you're Mechuyiv to this coin solely. Aren't you Mechuyiv to the whole Shevet? What gives this guy the right to be mochel?
Maybe
you have to give the Shevet Kuna someone five shloim.
Maybe he's acting as representative of the Shevet.
How is that? Because I chose him?
Otherwise, why don't you give
him? I understand, but there are a lot of Gavarabs that are Kohanim.
I'm saying maybe he's just like he's the representative, he represents the entire Shevet. Because if what Rebbe's saying is.
Yeah.
For example, McCoy for the Shevet, not that goes. Why are you picking that goes? So you're giving it to that Kohen on behalf of the Shevet, so maybe he can also, maybe.
I don't know, I hear you, but I think it's difficult. I think it's difficult.
It's a big jump.
I mean, you have a chov to all the Kohanim, you know what I mean?
Could he be local on behalf of everybody?
Yeah, well, what's going on?
Remember
we said about Tovas Hana? What did we say about Tovas Hana yesterday? You remember we wrote that on the board?
I was going to start with the fact that the Kohen basically is the Adon of the child.
He owns him, you mean?
Yeah, so if you're going to say that...
If you say he owns him...
You say that the coin's an Adon...
Yeah, but the whole Shevet owns him. Just because I chose that coin, that makes him the owner?
So if the whole Shevet is the Adon, then how does paying back one guy make it that he bought it from everyone?
Because he's part of the Shevet.
So say the same thing for this.
Uh-huh. But the bottom line is it's not five. What do we say Tovas Hanah is? We wrote that on the board yesterday, no? Didn't we have Tovas Hanah yesterday on the board? What was Tovas Hanah?
Pick your own coin.
The ability to choose which coin, is that considered to be mammon or not? I don't think that's going to help us here. I hear what John's saying. I hear what you're saying, Pinchas, but I don't know. I think it's a strong kasha. Mecha teisi mechila should work. I will tell you one thing. I will tell you one thing, though, that what do you think this highlights in Pidin HaBen? The mitzvah shabbat or the finances shabbat? Definitely the mammon. If you're working mitam mechila, you know? It's pure mammon, lamaisa. If you say it's a mitzvah, then I could hear, and this is what I was thinking, the answer of Steinman's kasha, let's get it down. If you accentuate the mitzvah element, then I was thinking, you know what? Yes, I fulfilled my mitzvah. And it's more of a mitzvah, not mamonis. And therefore, there is a notion that I can give it ledidi shavali. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, we don't say that the momentous aspect is the ikar aspect. We say the ikar aspect is the mitzvah aspect. If we say that's the mitzvah is the ikar aspect, then maybe halach lamaisu we could say that what we could say I fulfilled it with this one guy, with this one kohen, even though it's not less. If you focus on the moment aspect, you're going to have a difficulty. You know what I mean? Because why is it this guy's? It's the whole chov to the whole shaved. So it's not fair that he does it less. No? But I'm saying if it's more of a mitzvah, you look at in the mitzvah nesina, I gave him the money. And he's fine with it. As long as he's fine with it, it's fine. That's what I was thinking, maybe, to give such an answer. Okay, I don't know. I think the kasha is better than the answer.
I'm still having a difficulty with the kasha. Like what John was saying.
Yeah.
Then how can you ever have one kohen be your guy for Pizun Ben? You should have to gather together all the kohen.
No, because there's a chov to give it. He represents it.
Okay, so he's going
to
represent.
Yeah, but who gives him the ability to represent for someone in Malchum? You know what I mean? Let's say you owe five guys money, right?
Yeah.
And the Lamaisa, you owe five guys money, and each guy owe $100. This guy, one of the guys is Malchum on behalf of everyone else. It's ridiculous. You can't do that.
Yeah, but this is different. Because
why is it different?
Because you're only...
The shave, it requires five slimes.
Yeah, but ultimately you're only paying one guy.
I understand that, but at least you gave one guy five.
Sometimes with the base of Mikdos, let's say, when you do Pidyon HaBen, what happens if the money gives you a coin?
Goes to that coin.
Lamaise. They get to keep it.
Right, they get to keep it.
What's an Afghanidav? He's broken.
I understand, but he's a representative, Lamaise. He's a representative. Okay, he's a representative. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. He's a representative, you're saying. I just don't think he has the right to lower the price. That's what I'm saying. It's one thing to get the price. He's a coin. You have the ability to choose any coin in the world. But that he has the right to lower the price? I'm saying if you put the mitzvah aspect to it, then it accentuates. You follow me?
If even a coin like agreed to lower the price?
Yes.
And then, let's say the Av chose another coin, that lowered price when it transferred. I'm assuming you'd have to start again from...
Yeah, each coin calls it.
So it's not lowering the price of the pigeon that is chayev to all of the
right, okay.
It's for himself.
For himself, Ladidi Shavali. You're saying Ladidi Shavali, okay. You're hearing it's not, okay, but the bottom line is he is getting less than five slum. You're challenging not. You're saying it's not, Lamaisa, okay. So Ben's saying, so we're saying one answer, it's a mitzvah, and Ben is suggesting that Lamaisa, it's what? It's worth five. And John and Pinchas are suggesting that, you know, just like he could be a representative of everyone, which I think is a big chiddush to say because you're lowering the price. Mechates, you have the ability to do that. Okay? Okay, very good. That's the first malach I wanted you to get. That's Chakotaisis. Okay, we got it, Chlor? That's how you learn up a Taisis, guys, okay? You got me? Mary, you got me? Akasha Teretz and then Vaitim. No, I want you to think about what the Kasha is, what the Teretz is. That Teretz is so clear. What was his Kasha? Okay? And he doesn't say Tame, he says Yim Tomar. Okay, let's go. Next Mahalach. Let's get it. There is a Rashba here, okay? There is a Rashba here that asks a kasha. But I want to start with the Vilna Gaon. Let's start with the Vilna Gaon. Take a look inside. Tzvi, read the Vilna Gaon. Aleph. Everyone got the Gosa Gra Os Aleph? Take a look, Tzvi. Okay, Gaon Rav Kahanen.
The Gar Ravahu. Nira Benai. Viadua Lamachule.
Ah, so he says that Rav Kahana knew how to be Moichel. Go ahead.
Kuli Alma lo.
But not everyone else knows to be Moichel. Ki had the what?
Ki had the Mar Barav Ashi Kule.
Kain Hachi Girsus of Bahag.
Kain Girsus of Bahag, Rabam. Mepharshim le Inyan She'en Bam Yishum Ono.
Ah, so what is the Vilna Gaon saying here? The Vilna Gaon is saying something amazing here. The Vilna Gaon is learning. He has a girsa of who? Who's the Rishon? The Bahag, no?
Yes.
Girsas Bahal Halachas Gedolos. What was so special about Rav Kahana and our Gemara? What was so special about him? He was a Gavaraba, but number two? He knew how to be Mochel. He was a Gavaraba, and he knew that he had to be Mochel. Okay? He knew he had to be Mochel. That's what he writes here, Beferish. And notice what the Vilna Gaon says. What does the Vilna Gaon say? He says this as an afkamina regarding Ona. What is Ona? What do we say?
Overcharging.
What are the three levels we wrote on the board?
One, two, three.
If it's less than a sixth, it's a good sale, and he's mochel less than a sixth. If it's exactly a sixth, he overcharged. What's a din? The sale's good. You got to give back the money. If it's more than a shtus, what's a din? No. The old mecher's bottle. What do we say by karka? Ain't Ona the karkos. Rambam says you can charge a guy real estate $1 billion. Tysus had an issue if you double it. Or if you charge him, it's a question on a retest. Is it 50% or 100%? But even according to the, and I didn't mention this. If you hold Eino Nola Karkos, if you hold the Gemara, says it. The Rabban says there's still an Isser. And Dinim Mominus, there's no Din of a Karkos. You don't plug in those three Dinim. But you still did an Isser. The Rabban Al HaTayr right said. I want you to know that Rabban. Eino Nola Karkos, but there's an Isser. So what does the Vilna Gaon say here? So says Reb Shimon Shkup in the Shari Osher, he's Mazbe the Gaon. Please get it. You know what he says? He says there's no difference. There's no difference legabe pinna ben. Any person can say ledidi shavali. Any person can say ledidi shavali. Any person can say ledidi shavali. There's no chiluk legabe pinna ben. Every person can say ledidi shavali. What's the difference? The difference is legabe ona. You got me? What's the din? By a gavra rabbi, he ripped you off. The Gavaraba, how much did he give the Gavaraba, who is the Kohen? He gave him one seller. Do you have to give him back the other four? No. You don't have to give back the giver. The Yisrael does not have to give him the Onah, that he ripped him off. Other people, though, which is not the Derech for them, Lisyakar. What does Derechim Lisyakar mean? What does Derechim Lisyakar? The item law is not special to them. Talmidei Chacham, it's special to them. So therefore, by a regular guy, if you rip them off, the giver, the Yisrael, has got to give him the four shloim back. By a gavarabu, who knows how to be mochel, you don't have to give back the onah. That's exactly what the Vilna Gaon means, says Reb Shimon. What the Vilna Gaon means is that Lamaisa says the Bahag, is that legabe hilchos onoah, since the guy knows how to be mochel, Lamaisa, and the guy is mochel, you don't have to give him back the extra money. You gave him Pinna Ben Meir for how much? One. It wasn't five. You gave it to him for one. Not five. You follow me? So do you have to give, you overcharge him four shloim? Do you have to give him back or not? You don't have to, because he was malchut. By a stein ba'al bas, you have to. That's what it means, le'inim ein ba'al no. That's what the Vilna Gaon means. Okay?
And for a normal coin, you would have to pay
him. For a normal coin, you got to pay him back. Correct, because you ripped him off. It's not for him, he only has this dark old Lisyaka, which is a segue to what we got to get to now at the Ran. Okay? The Rambam writes, let's get it. Let's get the Rambam. You got it down, see? Let's get it. The Rambam in Hilchos Yud Aleph. Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes, if you give a coin a kli that's not equal Chamesh Shloim, and the coin is Makabalit, Beno Padui, Hari Beno Padori, for the coin it was worth something. That's what the Rambam writes. If you give to the coin a kli that's not Shova, Beshuk, Chamesh Shloim, and the coin is Mekabah, it's considered to be Beno Padu. The Ran asks, why doesn't the Rambam require that it should be Darkul Yakar Achefetz? What is Darkul Yakar Achefetz? That to certain people, it means more to. It appreciates. Darkul Yakar. It's the derech to appreciate. So if it is the derech to appreciate, what's the din? The din is what? The din is that for a Gavaraba, who needs a certain handkerchief to cover his head, it's darkly accurate. This item lends itself to be worth more than what it is on the shuk. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, that's why it's good. The Rambam did not require that. Now who requires it? The Ran. Anything that is darkly accurate is a chefetz, can say l'didi yishavali. It's got to equal the amount of money though. What do you mean it's got to equal the amount of money? Five shloim is the amount of money you got to pay for a pinna ben, correct? So you need darko. You need the, for me, it's darko liyakar. The Ran says any person. The Ran waters down this distinction between a gavarab, bless you. The Ran waters down the distinction between a gavarab and a regular person. He says anyone is darko liyakar. The Gemara's distinction is based on because a Talmud Chacham is darko liyakar. But if you dig me up a bala bus, what does darko liyakar mean? Dark liyakar is the derech that it should what? This item lends itself to be worth more than what it is. So it's not a difference between the Talmud Chacham and the Adam. The derech klal of Talmud Chacham is not into Gashmius, and therefore if there's a certain thing that he needs, it might be worth more to him. He's not looking around in the coupons all the time. Whereas a regular Bala Bus is not. But if you dig up a regular Bala Bus, that what? It is Darko Liyakir. The Ran says it's good. What does the Tosri HaZakin write? Let's read it inside. Go ahead. Umabaya lele sudre. The fourth line. Tell us we have zarkin inside. Go ahead.
Lele sudre. Chen nami ego talis chol adam. Cher lechol adam hein tzurach. Aval talis eno tzarach lechol adam. Lomat tzulmei mar ledide. Shabali. El adaber shu tzarach lo. Shabhamish adam kone osam yoser mishuvehem.
So what does he say? Who needs a talis?
Not everyone.
What does he change it to? The shin?
Suder.
That fits our Gemara, right? Same thing, right? Fits good. Tamachachim needs a suder. So if a Tamachachim needs a suder, what's a din? Tamachachim needs a suder. So since the Tamachachim needs a suder, what's a halacha? The halacha is to him that it's what? What is it worth? What is it worth according to Tamachachim? It's worth at least five. Change the word talis to suder. So what does he say? There are certain items that a Tamachachim needs, like a suder. Balabas doesn't need a suitor. But if you dig me up a case where a Balabas needs a certain item, what's the din? It's good. So please get it down. The Ron waters down this distinction between a Balabas and a Gavaraba. It's only a distinction vis-a-vis a talus. Talus a Tamil Chacham needs. A regular item a Balabas doesn't need. But if you dig up a case, Yosef, the Chefsa that a Balabas does need, for him you can say Ladidi Shavali too. Okay, so the Ram is bothered why the Ram didn't write it. So please get that kasha down. Dalin him off. The Ram in Ilchus Bikurim that I gave you never writes that it has to be dark Elisiaker. Why doesn't he? Why doesn't he say it needs dark Elisiaker? Okay, it's a kasha the Ram has. This takes us now to the Rashba. Okay? That's the Ram's kasha. The Rashba asks the following kasha. Okay? Dirmaskam Ravashi. The Rashba asks, he says, I got a problem with this. The Rambam says, Kol Kohen Yochel Omer Lididi Shavli. The Rambam says that. Kol Kohen. What's the problem with that by saying Kol Kohen? What's the problem with saying Kol Kohen? It's not a Gavaraba. Not every Kohen's a Gavaraba. The Rambam left it out completely. It's a Bam Kasha. Different Kasha than the Ram. The Ram's Kasha was, why didn't the Rambam write what? Dark Elis Yaker. I mean, you really could say maybe it's the same kasha, you know? Maybe that's why the Dvar Yaakov put it together. But really what, the Ron's saying, why didn't he say Dark Eli Yaakov, right? In essence, it is a very similar kasha, if you think about it, no? It descriptively, it's the same kasha. Why did Ram say Kol Kohen? Not every Kohen's a Gavaraba, you know what I mean? It's a very similar kasha. So that's what the Rashba asked. So if you think about it, really, Maisa, it's a great kasha, and as Lamaisi begins the piece, he says, there was no shtick going on. What's the word shtick? Harama. There was no trickery. For him, it was worth five. The other guy didn't rip him off. So why does the Ram write Kol Kohen? That's the kasha. So what's the answer of the Rashba? Let's get it down. We got the kasha. We're going to put together the kasha, the Ram and Rashba together. The Ram asks, why did he say Dark Eli Yaker? Right? Why doesn't he write Dark Eli Yaker? And the Rashba is a little bit more specific. He says, when he talks about, why does he say Kol Kohen? Why does he say Kol Kohen? Okay?
I think the difference between the two kashas would be, according to the Ran's kasha, he would say that, he would now say that as long as the item appreciates to a certain level, that any Kohen would be able to do it.
I understand, but it's all, I hear you, but you're right, but it's all the same principle, though. Dark Elis Yaker means that, you know, it should be, you shouldn't distinguish between a Balabas and a Kohen. I'll come up with a scenario for both guys.
Yeah, but the Rashba is not saying that.
The Rashba is saying that. He says, why does Ram say Kol Kohen? Not every Kohen is like that.
Yeah, okay.
But it's based on the same principle that what? That Dark Elis Yaker is not a rule. It depends upon what the case is.
Yeah, it depends on that.
So that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying in that vein, it's a similar kasha. Okay? It's not that you're watering down the distinction between a Kohen and a Balabas. It means that you can have such a snare by both. So why didn't the Rambam write it? Why did he say Kol Kohen? Okay, so let's give the Rashba's answer. Please get it. The first answer of the Rashba is we're talking about a talus. Yes? He does say talus. Okay, you want to say suder? What? He says talus. Who wears the talasim in that sense? Who wears the talasim on their head? Talmud Chacham. No, the Rashba. Rashba says the word talus. Okay? Rashba says the word talus. Ram says the word kli. Okay? But what does he mean? Who needs to have the talasim? The Talmud Chacham. Other people don't need what? Regular Baal Pas doesn't need the talus to cover his head. That's Lamaisa, what the Gemara was talking about. So the Gemara made a distinction by between a Baal Pas and a what? Gavaraba by what item? By a talus. Excellent. By any other item, they're all equal. By any other item, they're all equal. Kol Adam Shavu. Va'kol Omrim L'Didi Shavali. And there's no shtick. Def Shad Ha'chinu V'en Kanarama Shoklum. Sarakiyun. There's no shtick at all. You got me? What is the answer, Adam? What's the answer of the Rashba? The Rashba says the Gemara's distinction of Tam Chachman and Baal Bas only by a what? By a talus. By any other item, everyone's equal. That's why the Rambam writes what he writes. Okay? And the truth is that the Yosef Kotz Rabbein Yerucham saying the same thing. Okay, that's one teretz. Clear? Okay. Yes?
With the talus, from the garment or the actual like prayer shawl?
I'm talking about the thing that'll cover your head. Talus, because you can cover your head with the talus. Talus is the same thing as suter. Okay, for our purposes. Okay, second teretz is the Kesef Mishnah. Whenever you look up the Rambam, you got to look at the Nosi Kalim. Kesef Mishnah on the side, Magen Mishnah. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? Kesef Mishnah says the following. He says, the Kesef Mishnah answers, he says, anything that's equal 5 slime to any person, what's the din? Anything that's equal 5 slime, l'shum adam. Anywhere on the world, the coin can be mekablet. Okay? Kesef Mishnah says, l'shum adam. I want you to get it. Let's say this particular coin, it's not worth anything. Add it. Let's say for this particular coin, it's not worth anything. But there's a guy out there that it's worth 5 to. Is that enough? Yes. L'shum adam means it's enough. As long as there's a guy out there that it is worth, says the Kesef Mishnah, that's enough. So when the Gemara says, Sudar is worth 5 slime, it's a Rav Kahana, any coin can mekabel it. You got that? Because why? Because Rav Kahana exists in the world. He lives on the planet Earth. And to him it's worth. So for him it's worth 5 slime. That means any coin is good too as well. That's the way you read the Gemara. But something that's Etzokola Olam and Eshava, then it doesn't work. So you need to dig up at least someone in the world that it's worth something to. If you can't dig up anyone else, so how do you read the Gemara? So since there's a Rav Kahana, so it's a very interesting way of reading the Gemara. You're not literally giving it to Rav Kahana, no. You could be giving it to any coin, but since there's a Rav Kahana in the world that it's worth something to do, it's good. And it says in your Dea, Shulchan Aruch, please get it on Shinim and Simon Shinhei Sifhei, the same thing.
Where is it?
Simon Shinhei and Yordea Sifhei. So what's the Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch? The Taz in Sifkon Hei has a Kasha. On the Beis Yosef. Why does the Gemara say Lididi Shavali? What should it have said according to the Beis Yosef? Yeah. What should it have said according to the Mechaber? Mechaber Beis Yosef, same thing. What should it have said? What should have said? Lididi Shavali? It shouldn't have said Lididi Shavali. What should it have said? Someone. Why does he have to say Lididi Shavali? As long as there's someone out there that it's worth something, it's enough. Yes. That's what the Taz asks on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, Kesef Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch, all the same Gadol. The Beis Yosef Karo. The Taz and Sifkot Nehe. Shinhe, Sifhe, Sifkot Nehe. Okay? That's what the Taz asks. Okay? So therefore, what comes out? What's the second? How many answers we have so far? Two answers so far. Why does the Gemara say what? Why does the Ram not say Darko, Lish Yaker? Why does he say Kol Koin? So what's the answer? First answer is the what? What's the first answer why he says Kol Koin? John, what's the first answer why he says Kol Koin? According to Kesef Mishnah. What's the first answer why he says Kol Koin? The Rada Rashba say? The distinction of Alabayas and the Tamachal was only by what? Only by a talus. But by other items, what's the din? Other items are all equal. Everyone could be all equal. That answers the Ron's Kasha too. It's self-understood. Allah Chalamaisa. The Gemara was only commenting on talus. Every other item, though, a person could be like that. What's the second teretz? As long as someone in the world it's worth something to. L'shum adam shavaleh. L'shum adam shavaleh. So when the Gemara says, as long as Rav Kahana existed in the world, you gave it to any coin. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The problem with that is, why does the Gemara say, L'didi shavaleh? Just say, L'shum adam shavaleh. Okay? You know what my answer to that is? Because Lididi Shavali, therefore you can give it to any Kohen.
In the Kesef Mishnah, within the Kesef Mishnah, he reads every line of the Gemara, how to read it.
Right.
So is that how it is Lididi Shavali?
That's what I'm saying, Lididi Shavali is. Lididi Shavali is because it's Lididi Shavali, every guy in the world is good. That's how I want to answer the Kasha of the Taz. Okay? Very good. It comes out like that. Okay. And then the last answer is, let's get it. The last answer is from the Shach. Let's get it. What does the Shach say? The Shach in Yordaya, Simon Shinhei, Sifkon Hei, and the Vilna Gon. Simon Shinhei, Sifkon Ches, and the Gosagra here. What do they answer? The Ram had a different Girsa. What was the Ram's other Girsa? What was the Ram's other Girsa? What does Girsa mean? Text. What was his other Girsa? Exactly like the Bahag. Lo Amarna like a Gon Rav Kana, the Gav Rabu Yadalim Chule. So therefore what? The Bahag says, any Kohen who knows how to be Mocho, what's the din? Kol Echad a Kibla Kohen, but no Padui. It's good. He was Michael. So therefore what? It's not a difference in a Gavarab and a Balabas. A regular Balabas doesn't know Mechila, doesn't know what it is. But if you had a Balabas and knew how to learn, then it would be good. So we're importing the din of what Mechila. So therefore it's good. So that's why the Rambam says any Kohen's good. Because if any Kohen knows what Mechila is, it's good. So the Shari Yosher, Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Sifkonei and the Yad David ask. But the Gemara says what? What do you do with a Kohen that's not learned it? What do you do with a Kohen that doesn't know how to learn? He doesn't know how to be Mocho. So it shouldn't be Padui. Why does Ram say any Kohen can say it? Any Kohen? Even a Kohen doesn't know how to learn? He has to know how to learn to be able to be Mocho, no? Yeah, that's what Shimon Shkop asked from David Parvarsky. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is that when the Gemara says Gavar Rabbi, he knows how to distinguish between Mechila and Piron. He knows how to distinguish between Mechila and payment. Someone who doesn't know how to distinguish and accepts less than five, that doesn't work. Halacha l'maisa. But someone who's a Gavar Rabbi knows that he has to treat it like what? He knows he has to treat it like five. Then l'maisa, it's considered to be good. In Kibla HaKohen B'Tor Piron, then it works. You understand what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, I'm a tzaddik. You really should require to give me five, but I'll let you off the hook. You give me three. That's unacceptable. You understand?
Yeah.
You have to say, for me, it is worth five. Any Kohen can do that. Any Kohen has the ability to do that if he knows the din. He knows the din, halach l'maisa. So not, what it means is, kol Kohen, what the Rambam says. Any Kohen that says that it's worth to me five, it's considered to be good. That's what it means. If the Kohen is bekalba betur piron, what does piron mean? Payment. Not as mechila. That's what the Rama means. Knasim lekoin kli sheina shav v'chamishloim sheina shav v'shuk chamishloim v'kiblo akoin v'chamishloim as a payment. Hari b'no
paluui. So he's getting rid of mechila.
He's getting rid of the mechila. Correct. Because then you got a problem. What does it mean getting rid of the mechila? That means you're saying, oh, for it's good because why? What is it's good? It's good for me. It's three, but it's not five. Allah kol ma'isa. This pshat, I believe, goes against who? What we said in the first malach of Baruch Ber, yes? They want to move away from Mechila. Because if you want to move away from Mechila, then what? You're going to have to talk about a guy that knows what it means to be Mocho. As long as the Kohen knows he's accepting for him, he needs the money, it's considered to be good, halacha l'maisa. So that's how you're going to read the Gemara, okay? That's how we're going to read the Gemara. That's the chiddush you want to read the Gemara, okay? So three ways the Rambam says it. Number one, what? It's a din din talis. Distinction between a tamachachim and a balabais. Everything else is equal. Yes? What's number two? As long as there's anyone in the world out there, then it's equal to? Rav Kahana, when he said Lididi Shavali, because Lididi Shavali, anyone in the world, it's good. That's how we answer the Taz's Kasha. And what's number three? The Rama, the Gears of the Bahak. Any Kohen has the wherewithal to know how to be Michael. Doesn't mean literally Michael. It means to accept it as a pirol. That's what the Reb Shimon Shkop says, how you read the Gemara, according to the Rambam, the Girsa of the Bahag.
Didn't Reb Shimon Shkop ask Akash on the Girsa of the Bahag?
Yes, But the answer is what he gave. Move away from Mechila.
He originally gave the Girsa and then he asked a question on himself?
No, no, the Shach is the one that says the Ram had the Girsa of the Bahak. Based on that reading, if the Ram is the Girsa of the Bahak, the Shach asked the Kasha, what's going on? Lomaisa. I'm sorry, and the Shach doesn't ask the Kasha, Lomaisa. And Shimon Shkop says, no, everyone knows, doesn't know how to be Mechila.
Why does everyone not know how to be Mechila?
Because a Baal Bas doesn't know what Mechila means. Doesn't know what Mechila means. He doesn't know how to be Mavchim between Mechila and Piron.
What do you mean?
If he's mochel, it's not going to work. And he's a regular. There's a requirement to give five.
Yeah.
He has to know halach lamaisa. He has to know that he can't mekabel it as mechil. He has to mekabel it as a payment. Not that what? Oh, lamaisa. I'll let it go. Instead of five, you give me three.
But he's saying that you're able to.
That's right. But I'm saying what I'm saying that you have to read into Gemara. Is Yodalim Chule has to know that he has to treat it as not Mechila, but as a Piro.
So that's arguing on the premise that you could do.
Not arguing, it's reading in what Yodalim Chule means.
I'm saying, but the premise of what the Shach said with the reading of the Pahak to the Rambam was that he can be Mocha.
Right, but I'm now saying Rabbi Shimon Shkop interpolates what the Shach means and the Pahak. Doesn't mean Lemechule. It means Legabe what?
Piro.
It means Legabe that it's Piro. That's what he wants to say.
Why?
Because he says you can't have Mechila for it. Kind of echoes what Rav Steinmetz said. You can't have Mechila for it. You have to treat it as a Piron Chol. It echoes what Rav Steinmetz said. They can't talk about Mechila. Maybe it doesn't have violence to do it. For him, it's a payment, like you said. Like you want to say, it's worth it. That's not called Mechila. You have to have the wherewithal to do it. Now, does it fit the word? It says, V'yadalim Chule. Doesn't really fit the word so well, no? It's a little difficult. The words were V'yadalim Chule in the Bahag. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it doesn't become Hilchos Mechila that I wrote on the board.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, it's a Piron.
Yeah.
Okay, could be. It's a little bit difficult. Okay. All right, now this takes us to the Ritva. Okay? Now back to the Ritva. There's a second Ritva I wanted you to see. Please get it. Okay? There's two Nakudas in the Ritva that I want you to see in that Ritva. Okay? Let's get it. Okay, let's get this Ritva because I want to end up with Halach and then tomorrow we're going to go Vayit B'Linet. Okay? B'zrat Hashem. The Ritva writes the following rule. I want you to get it. And he claims, tremendous chiddush you see about overcharging here. Let's say you're a good businessman. You sell something for five, for six. Really worth five in the shuk. But for the lokeach, it's worth six. What's the rule of the Ritva here? The Ritva goes out of his way, okay? The Ritva goes out of his way here, and he says, a rule. If I sell something that's worth six in the shuk, I'm sorry. If I sell something that's worth five in the shuk, but I sell it to you for six, but for the buyer it's worth six, please get it down. There's no oh no.
It's overtime.
Yes. If I sell something for six, I sell a candy bar to you for $6, and in the shuk it's worth five, but for the buyer it's worth six, says the Ritva of Shamini Mihacha, Shamoker chefetz l'chaver b'shis, u'b'shuk lo shavu l'chamisha, ilahai lokeach shavu shisa, ein bo'na, to basur didei aslinen. We go basur lokeach. Keich nechashmin lehacha de shavu chamish loim. Who do you go basur? The kohen, the recipient. So do you go by the buyer, the recipient. You got that? That's an amazing chiddush. The Ritva points out. Okay? You got it? That's only if it's the derech. Okay? That's only if it's a derech to sometimes sell the candy bar for six. You follow me?
No, if it's worth it to the buyer.
Right, but he points out that has to be limited. He says, ki urche. Okay? Let's say your mom is starving to death, or you're a chocolateaholic, right? And you need that, the Milky Way or the Snickers, right? Right? So he says, that's a ketzitza mitocha adchak, and that's not considered to be a ketzitza.
Oh, so
that's mamish oh no. You're taking advantage of the guy.
Well, based on the city, not just based on the guy.
Correct. But it has to be, but Lamaisa, if you're in an area, the guy's handle, I don't know, to give a good example, Havdel of adults, let's say guys, what's that thing you do with the tickets? Scalpers.
Yeah.
So scalpers, let's say the ticket's worth $100 and the scalpers do it for $125. That's the derech. So is that oh no? No, it's not oh no, because that's the derech that's done.
But again, you give for
500,
that's not
the derech. Okay, you want to get okay. Let's say your example, John. I think that is the derech also. But Lois, I don't want to argue with you on that. But let's say you're right; it's an exception. That would not be right. So let's get down. Let's get down the rule of the Ritva again. You look at the lokeach. If the lokeach needs it, but it's considered to be the derech lokeach needs it. For example, the guy's a, you know, lemaisa, you know, the guy handles. I don't know, he's one of these wholesale guys. You know, he's a middleman. So I'll buy it for five, for six, you know, whatever. Because it's you're quicker, you know what I mean? You can get the candy bar quicker. So he's willing to expend an extra buck. It's done in the business room. That's okay. It's not on the... But if the guy's a chocoholic and he needs them because of a chocoholic, that's tzitzimitok, tak, the chak, and that's not acceptable. That's what the Ritva writes. In our Gemara. Beautiful. Based on our Gemara. I want you to get it. Okay? Seems to be the Birkas Avram writes, even if you don't say it. Okay? Even if I sell the candy bar to John and John says, Rebbe, for me it's worth six. Even if you didn't say that, it's still good. Because that's the derech. The derech is that guys buying Milky Ways and Snickers for $6. Okay? And add everything else. What other chocolate bar you want to add? Okay? Nestle's Crunch, whatever. Crackle. You can say the whole thing. Okay, Hershey's bar, right? You got it? Five for six, okay? Oh, please get it down. Even if we don't say it explicitly, that John didn't say Lady to shovel it. Comes along the Machane Ephraim. Please get it. The Machane Ephraim asks the following kasha. He says, what are you talking about? Here the Kohen knew that it was worth less than five shloim. But where the buyer doesn't know that it's worth less, let's say John didn't know it was worth $5. It was on the shuk, but you weren't astute. You didn't know that it was $5. Right? They want to say that should be hana. That should be onah. Because if you would have known, maybe you wouldn't have bought it. Bless you. You follow me?
You were saying it's derech.
So okay, but Lamaisa, from our Gemara, the Machane Ephraim, Hilchos Onah, Simin Chaf, asked this kasha.
Ask the kasha.
Because the Kohen knew. The Kohen knew what...
Yeah, we're also saying that it's there of the place.
I understand, but maybe he didn't know that. That's what I'm saying. In a case...
That
yeah, in our Gemara, he knew about it, Lamaisa. The Kohen knew about it, that it was worth less than Shavuot, but he still agreed to it. John didn't know that. Okay, that was a derech. Okay, it wasn't astute. That's why I said it wasn't astute. Follow me? That's the kasha. So, Lamaisa, the Birkas Avram says like this. I want you to get this. He says, you know what the raya of the Ritva is from our sugya? Listen to this. That the shuma of the chevitz is measured according to everyone, every person subjectively. If there's a person that will pay a little bit more, that's considered to be a shuma. Even though in the shuk they don't do it. And the proof from the Gemara is the coins of the chevitz that was appraised in the shuk for less than five, if he says, l'didi shavali. So it's muchach, that it's considered to be, according to him, it's shavit. That's the Raya of the Ritva. That's not called onah. Because it was pashut, the din onah is when you sell more than what it's worth. But if you sell for its worth, that's not onah. Even if he knows that in the shuk, lamaisa. Even if he knows in the shuk, you could buy it. You follow me? So you see from the sugya that if a person pays more than the chayfetz, it's considered to be sheshava kilafav. For him, it's worth something. Memela, this is considered to be what? That's not onah if the lokeach pays and the chevitz more. Since the lokeach is what? It's shavakein, and he's not selling to more than the shavyo. So that's the answer to the Birkas Avram. The answer to the Birkas Avram works out beautifully. Because you see from the sugya that it's all dependent on what the guy thinks. What the guy does. We don't look about it. If John thinks it's worth six, that's it. It's six. Done. Everything's subjective.
Wasn't the question that he didn't know?
The question is, Lamaisa, he didn't know. What's the answer? We don't care he doesn't know. Because all we care about is his knowing what he thinks in his own mind. That's all we care about. That's the proof from our sugya. That's what the Ritva says. So if I sell the candy bar for $6, Yosef, and it was really only worth five, what's the din? Yosef, what's the din? Lamaisa, I sell it for six, it's only worth five, but John's willing to buy it? That's not honah. Because for him it was worth it. Allah Lamaisa. Because our Gemara for the coin is worth, you know, he has to pay five, and he said it. No, he'll take one. For him, it was worth. I in the shuk lemaisa that talus is worth five. That talus is worth one. I don't care what's in the shuk. I don't care what's in your mind. That's all I look at.
So we're saying we weren't looking at the das of the coin that he knew it was less. We're just knowing what it was based, what the value was based for.
For him, we look at what's for him.
The original kasha was that we said when it comes to our Gemara, the coin knew that it was worth less.
Yes, but John didn't know what the market price was. We don't care about whether John doesn't. We only care about what John knows himself. That's correct. What John thinks himself. Correct. Exactly. But it has to be prevalent that people do that. John can't be the only exception to the rule. There are other guys that would pay 6.2 for the Milky Way. Okay? Because you got to fit the word derech in the Ritva. So that's the answer that we're saying for the Ritva. The problem is it's against the Gemara and Bava Metzia. Let's get it. What does the Gemara say in Bava Metzia? The Ksos says, Simon Reishkov Zayin Sifkot Nalf. Yeah? Reishkov Zayin Sifkot Nalf, the Ksos. He asks like this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, if I sell someone pearls, okay? I know a Bala Bus who sells pearls in Pseid. He needs to buy certain pearls to match up with the pearls that he has already. Wants to expand it for his wife to make it look nice. Yes? What's the din? There's a din of Onah if I charge him too much. What does that mean? That if the Lokeach would pay more, there's a din of Onah. Because why? Because you need him. Isn't that a great kasha?
What's the kasha?
The Gemara calls it Onah.
Case
where I sell pearls to someone that needs the pearls. And the guy who pays for the pearls pays extra money. Gemara says, that's called Onah. I ripped him off.
Well, that was, the Ritva said that that's a case
of... I know, but he needed him. Okay, but it wasn't starving to death. People, I know, fit in the Ritva. People say, it's a derech of people doing that. People do it all the time. Pearls are expensive. Yeah? Pearls are expensive. You following me, Mayor? So if pearls are expensive, it's Onah. What do you mean it's Onah? But the guy needed it. People do this all the time. So it's a great kasha. So, yes. No, 12:15 we go to. Okay? Well, let's get the... We'll get to Allah. I want to finish this mile. Let's get it. You got it? What is the Ritva answer to this kasha? Not the Ritva, the Nesivis. The Nesivis is him in Reish Samach Dal Tzivkon Ches answers like this. Please get it. He says the Ritva is talking about a case where the buyer knows he's paying more. He knows he's paying more. Only when he knows he's paying more. He knows he's paying more. You follow me? The Gemara Bava Metzia is talking about a case where he doesn't know he's paying more. It's only on know when he doesn't know. If he knows he's paying more, it's fine. Okay? I got to tell you, though, the only difficult... What'd you say?
So if the guy with the store owner would tell the guy buying pearls, I'm charging...
Yes, it's fine. The Gemara is talking about a case where he doesn't know. Correct. But I have a problem with this. Why? Why is it not on know according to the Ritva? Why is it not Onah according to the Ritva? What was the Ritva's theory? What's the Ritva's theory why it's not Onah? Because to Lokeach it is what? To Lokeach it's what? It's Shovah. To the Lokeach it's worth something. It's worth something to the Lokeach, therefore ain't Onah. That's the theory of the Ritva. What's the other theory why we're saying it's okay? The Ritva said explicitly, to him it was equal that. To you it was worth $6, the candy bar. What are they saying? What is he saying the pshat is? Hello? What is he saying the pshat is, the Nesivis, why it's Onah? Not Onah. Because Lokeach knows that he's paying what? You follow me?
The Ritva say he doesn't know?
No. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is the reason why it's Onah, because he doesn't know. But our sugya is where he knows.
Except in the Birkas of Ramah that our Gemara proved that it doesn't matter if you don't know.
That was the kasha lamaisa. That was the kasha lamaisa. No, we said the pshat in the Ritva was halacha lamaisa, is that he knows what he knows. We don't look at what's in the shuk, correct?
Yeah.
We don't look at what's in the shuk. We don't look in the guy's mind. That was the pshat in the Birkas of Ramah he said in the Ritva. But the Ksos says against the Gemara Bava Metzia.
He was saying that it doesn't matter if.
Doesn't matter what's going on in the shuk.
So why is the
Ritva
saying now that?
No, so one sec ahead of time. You got the pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva is we only care about what he knows. Yes, we don't care about the shuk. Comes along the Ksos. Oh yes, I cast the pearl case. It's called Onah, right? Why is it called Onah? He needs it, so it should be okay. It's not a case where he needs it. You know, he needs it in a regular business way. So why is it called Onah? So the Nesiva says the Ritva is talking about the Gemara's talking about Metzia when he did not know at all. That he was being what? That he was being ripped off. Okay? He didn't know at all. So you're asking Lamaisa that we said in the Ritva, all we care about is what? What he knows in his mind. But he doesn't even know in his mind he's being ripped off. You follow me? All we care about is what is in his mind. So he knows that he's paying extra. Yes? That's what the Birkas Avraham said. We don't care about what's in the shuk. But the Gemara in Bava Metzia is talking about a case when it's onah. See, he didn't even know that in his own mind that it was being ripped off. He was mamish hoodwinked. That's where it's mamish onah. But if you think you're getting ripped, you think you're paying extra, but you're paying it, that's fine. That's not onah. You follow me, Ben? You got it?
Yeah.
That's the pshat l'maisa in the what the Nesivus wants to say. Memeilo, that's the pshat in the Ritva. The only problem that I'm saying to you, though, is that the Ritva's theory seems to be that because to the lokech, it was what? It was shava. It's not considered to be onah. The way the Nesivus is saying it, l'maisa, the reason why it's not onah is because why? He knew that in the shuk, they pay what? They pay less. You understand what I'm saying? He knew in the shuk, either it's because to you it's shova, that was the Ritva's lashon. We're coming up with a new theory that we know yodea shebeshuk, this is the nesivus, yodea shebeshuk mishalmim pachot. So therefore, since you know what you're doing, since you know what he's getting involved in, it's not calling up. Mishalmim pachot.
Why can't we combine their answers?
Okay, but I'm saying, I want you to get this first, that these are l'chura two different svaras.
One second.
Why is it not onah? Two separate svaras. Either because for you the $6 is what? It's worth the $6. That's why it's not onah. It's like you up the price. For you, you need it. Or do you say no? That in a sense you're being bohol because you know you're not getting ripped off. You know what it is in the shuk. You're still willing to pay.
Why can't you say it's not really two different answers?
What do you want to say?
That because this is such a valuable item.
I don't think they're the same answers. They are different.
But I'm saying you could add them into being.
Okay, but I'm saying I can say for John it was worth $6 the candy bar on its own, regardless of what it is in the show.
Yeah, you could say them each by themselves, but you could also combine them. Because it's so valuable to that one person,
yes.
Even though he knows that it's being sold for less than the shuk, he's going to buy it from you here right now.
Okay,
for more than
I hear you. Saying good. Maybe you can combine both reasons. For him, for John, it's worth $6. And despite the fact that in the shuk, even though they're on their own,
yeah.
But you want to read it together. Okay, good. Excellent. I like your shot. Good. You're saying good. You want to combine it together. And therefore, the seeds would fit in the ritva. That's the mahalak I wanted you to get. You got that? And then there's one other nakuda I want you to get from the ritva, which I gave you. And the ritva talks about that case where the guy's a chocolateholic. And the guy was forced to what? The guy was forced to, the guy agreed on the deal. What's the din? You got to pay him back. That's a complete ripoff.
Because you knew he would take it?
What'd you say?
Because you knew that he would for sure take
it. No, you're taking advantage of him, yes. Let's say a guy wants to do chalitza. Gemara has a case in Yevamos. The guy wants to do yibum. She falls in front of a guy that's a bad guy, a mafia guy, to do yibum. We know it's terrible. What do we advise her to do? Don't do yibum. Do what? Do chalitza. You know yibum chalitza, yes?
She has that option
if he's a bad guy, the Gemara says. We say pay him $200 to motivate the mafia guy. He'll do it, right? For the money. To do chalitza, you're allowed to do it. Do you have to pay him $200? No. It was all a way to coax him to do the chalitza. Because you're just joking with him. Mishata nibachal. Please get that nakuda. Yes. Mishat, he says, Shamini mihacha. Any tanai on paying a guy money because you're in a dire situation? He says, let's say you need a lot of spices. Guy's sick. He needs all the spices. Guy charges him like $1 million. You know what? You're only chive to pay him what? You give him $1 million, he's got to give him back the regular amount of money. Unless it's a doctor. You're paying for his wisdom. If you're paying for his wisdom, then you got to pay a lot of money. Yes, there is a cloud. The Ritva says, Mishat ani b'chol. You could say, I was just joking. In a case of what? Katsatz, mitoch hadchak. Shas hadchak. You could say, I was just joking. And therefore, you don't have to pay the guy $200 at all. The chalitza guy, you don't have to pay.
Who could say you're just joking?
We want to coax this guy to do chalitza, the mafia guy. He wants to do yibum with her. He wants to marry her. Okay. She doesn't. He's a gangster.
Okay.
So you know what we say? Offer him $200 to do chalitza, and he'll do anything for money. So he does the chalitza. We don't have to give him the money.
But didn't she just have the option to do the chalitza by herself?
But he's not going to do it. You know, we advise her.
No.
So we advise her to make that option to her. So that's what he's saying. Halacha l'maisa. This is what it comes up in this gemara. We always go b'asad lokeach. $6 you can go. It's not in that, as long as it's usually done, and I'm not ripping you off. But if you're a chocolateholic, forget about it. If you're a chocolateholic, forget about it. And in a situation where you coach the guy to do it, you don't have to pay it. And that's what he says here. Unless it's a doctor, where you're paying for his wisdom. And therefore, halachamaz, you got to pay it. But in a case of items for the medicine or the chalitza, you don't have to pay him anything. It's a joke. You could say, Meshata Nimcha, I was just joking. That's the second chiddush I want you to get from the Ritva. Okay? Plus the fact that, you know, there's no tanai by chalitza anyway, you know? Remember we learned that once? You can't make a tanai in a chalitza. Why not? Why can't you make a tanai in a chalitza? What's the din? Because what's the rule by what? What's the rule by a tanai? You have to have the ability to do it through a shliach. Kedushin, gerushin, can do through a shliach, kesef and shtar. So you can make kedushin and get not in a tanai. Chalitza you have to do yourself, you can't do it through a shliach. So if you can't do it through a shliach, you can't make a tanai. Kol milsa leis of a shliach is leis of a tanai. That's Reb Chaim's rule. Morang Tzuda, Zayin Dal Mav. Governorship, governing. You have bialis on the category. You follow me? If you have bialis on the category, you can make a shliach, you can make a tanai. If you can't make a shliach, you can't make a tanai. So the whole thing was a joke. The gangster didn't know anything. He thought he was going to get $200. Forget about it. But didn't you make a promise? No, it's a joke. Because he did it out of, we're doing it out of the chach. We don't want this woman with the gangster. Did he even? Chocolateholic. Needs the thing. And that's not that they have to charge him $50 for that. Of course you got to give the money back. It's not like, we made up, $50. Forget about it, it's a joke. You're abusing him about the chocolateholic. That's the second chiddush you want to see in this road. Dirmaskol Yolam. Please look at that, I gave the ritz to Dirmaskol Yolam. Okay, let's finish up with the halachim. Tomorrow we go fight the B'zeh Hashem. Okay? We continue upon Hilchos Tefillah. You know, a lot of people know when you get to Kedusha, you got to stop talking. Not, of course, stop talking. You got to stop davening. You listen. You're in Shemone Esrei, you can't answer. What happens if you're in other parts of davening? What do you answer with Kedusha? You say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Baruch Kavod Hashem. You don't say Nekadosh. You don't say Yimloch. You don't say B'zeh Kodesh Kassuv Lemor. Please, let's get it.
On Shabbos, you say the ensuing paragraphs? After like...
No. Yeah. All you say is Kadosh, Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo, that's it. You don't even say Yimloch.
If what?
If you're in a situation where you need to answer Kedusha where you can, not Shemone Esrei, let's say during Pesukah Zimra, what do you answer? Kadosh and Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo, that's it. Nothing else. Not even Yimloch. In Uvalatzion, when the Chazan, he'll lag it behind Asher in Uvalatzion. He gets up to what? He gets up to Ta Kadosh. Do you have to respond? Yes. Kadosh, Baruch HaKvod Hashem. You don't have to respond to Hashem Yimloch. Wherever you're at in Ashrei or Lamatzeh, you answer with the Tzibor. It's called Kedusha Sidra. The Gemara says in the end of Sota, answer Kedusha Sidra keeps the world standing. If it wasn't for Kedusha Sidra, which means Uvalatzion, the world would fall. So it's very important you do that. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Svi.
Where's the middle of Kriyashma?
Middle of Kriyashma is complicated.
Paragraphs?
Yeah. Between Parshas, we do say Kadosh, Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo. If it's in the middle, better just stop and listen. Okay? You're going to have to stand up.
To volunteer and Kedusha?
In Kriyashma?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Okay? No, he's saying it's the Shmon Esrei, Lamais.
Yeah.
Kaddish or Shmon Esrei. So you only answer Kaddish Baruch Shemal. Let's say you're davening Nusach, you're a Nusach Ashkenaz man, and you're davening Nusach Svar Chul, and they say Kesser for Kedusha. What do you say? All you say is Kaddish and Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo. That's it. That's all you say.
No Yachad.
For the whole Kash. You don't say Yachad or Kesser. All you say is Kaddish Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo. That's all you got to say. That's what the Vilna Gaon says.
If you're in Torah
Esrei? No. If you're in a Tzibor, we are answering Kedusha halacha lamaisa in places. You don't have to say the whole Kesser. If you're Nusach Svar, you're Nusach Asher, just say Kadosh Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo. That's what the Gaon says. They're not going to hear you. You're saying it quietly. Well, look, this goes when it's out loud. I'm not talking about Chazan. What'd you say? No, no one notices when you're in the Tzibor. As a Chazan, you got to do it. But not if you're a regular ball. If you're a regular guy davening. If you're a mispal, no one hears you. No one hears you. You're saying it to yourself. Okay, now I want to get to the following. Very important. Kaddish. People, unfortunately, trivialize Kaddish. They talk during Kaddish. It's a terrible thing. Talking during Kaddish like talking during Kedusha. There's no difference in Kaddish and Kedusha. Now, I want you to get this. People daven through Kaddish. They hear Kaddish, they're continuing davening. It's like they ignore it. It's wrong. You have to stop and wait from the beginning of Yisgadol till the end of what? Ideally, Damiran bi'almavim ru, amen. No, not the whole thing. Before Yehishmei Rabbin goes to Shalom, that you don't have to wait for. That's what the Arizal says. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you can't do that, you have to wait till the end of Yehishmei Rabbin. Al Maya. So whenever you're davening, you hear a Kaddish, you stop.
You hear Shemon
Esrei? Shemon Esrei too? Yes? You stop and listen. Correct. So people don't realize it because they think, okay, it's enough not to talk at Kaddish. You can't daven during Kaddish either. You have to wait till at least Amiram al Ramein or at least wait till the end of Al Maya.
How do you know? If you're not a Shemon Esrei, how do you know?
When you hear, I mean, you're not the. Okay, if you don't hear, you don't hear. It means your kavanah is tremendous. That's great. But the Maisa people are what? You're like, you manage like a malach. You're a novi.
Don't you want to be like that?
You want to be like that, but there's a reality. And the reality is, if you hear the Kaddish, Allah la Maisa, you have to what? You have to stop and listen. That's the din. Now, if you have the ability to answer Kaddish, Yeshmei Rab, it's a great thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos you should answer b'chol kochel. B'chlokes Rashi tells us what b'chol kochel means. Does it mean to scream it, or does it mean to do a b'chol kavana? We generally assume b'chol kavana. You know there are a few people you hear screaming it. What? Okay, so that's their shita, that's their minik. But we normally assume Yeshmei Rabbah should be said b'chol kavana, and it's very powerful. God's name should be blessed forever and ever. And if you have 70 years in Shemayim that are for bad, it's instantly ripped off. Now that's only if a person does it lishma. You know what I'm saying? A person cannot eat ham sandwiches and say, oh, they'll say Yeshmei Rabbah Mincha, they'll be okay. That's not acceptable. The Gemara says in Tshuva also. It's like the Sefer Olamoed, the Beis Yosef quotes, if you say Asher, the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas three times a day, you're a Ben Olam Chaba. Let's say a guy's a mass murderer. Let's say he's a mass murderer, but he says Asher three times a day. What's it then? Does he get Olam Chaba? No. It means if a guy's 50-50, and he said Asher three times a day, he'll get it. That's what it means. It's not a magic thing. Okay? It's not a magic thing. We have to realize that. Halacha l'maisa. So this is the importance I want you to get. L'maisa by Kaddish and what else? Kaddish and Kedusha. Now, l'maisa, let's close with the following. How do you do Nusach of Davening about Ta and Sa? Nusach Ashkenaz is usually a Sa. Right? But there are some Ashkenazic Yidim that were taught Havara Svardit. And they daven Nusach Ashkenaz, but they do Havara Svardit. They say Ta. So what's the din in that case? So Rav Kook Tzatzal writes that if you're taught that way, you should stick with it. So I once asked Rav Zalman Nechemia, I was taught Ta. Now, when I say the Kalmatz, Shem Hashem, I say, aw, aw. That I say with aw. But did I ask him, should I switch to Tuf to start saying saw? Because my father taught what he always says, saw. So what's it then? So he told me that I don't have to switch. I can keep davening Tuf. He said, there's so many different dialects in Nusach Ashkenaz. He said, there's no reason why you have to switch. So, L'maisa, you shouldn't go back and forth. Either go with saw or go with ta. And you have to pronounce the comments, but it's not proper to go back and forth. Okay? So, L'maisa, that's regarding the Nusach Ashkenaz. Now, there's an interesting shaila that comes up. Halacha L'maisa, and I started this when I became 40. If you're a righty and you're a lefty, what's the din about the tefillin? Halacha L'maisa. What's the din about tefillin if you're a righty or a lefty? You always put it on your off hand, correct? So if you're righty, you put it on your left hand. If you're lefty, you put it on your righty. What happens if you're stronger with your right hand, but you're right with your left? That's what I am. You're stronger with your right, but you're right with your left. So machlekes is the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah says you go by writing. So since I write lefty, for my whole life since Bar Mitzvah, I was putting it on my right hand. So I asked Zalman Nechemia when I turned 40, should I be machmer for the Gaon? He said, I'm so rich in tshuvas, once in a while it's good to throw in a chumah. And your spiritual avodas Hashem. So he told me that. So I put on two tefillin. I have my first pair that I have put on my right hand, but I put on another pair, both Rashi. Some people think it's not tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. Only someone's a muchzak b'tzadik. Only someone's known as a big tzadik wears tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbanu Rebbe asked the Rebbe Moshe, why don't you put on tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam? He said, there are five, six opinions in Rishonim, and I have to put them all on. Chassidim put on tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. So I put on two pairs of tefillin. After that, I said, another Kriya Shema, I put on my left hand. Because you go by my strength, like the Gong, and it's a modern day postman, it's a big machleg, is what you hold like. You go like the Ramah, go like the Gong. So the teacher bar mitzvah ought to do two, that's too much. But when you get older, maybe if you're in that scenario, you throw that on as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow we'll go Viking, it's at the Shem. Okay? Very good.